פרק ד' סעיף מ"ד הפשרת משקה כפול to go and make melt a mashka, a drink which is now frozen. Now we want to know, are you allowed to do that? Is a person allowed to go and take out and put something which was frozen to make it melt? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Now, the Ramah comes along and says, one should not do that on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch takes on, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. But the Ramah says, b'makom hatzeiach, when there is a need, he allowed to take on the lenient. So now we're going to discuss a few cases which will need to do it on Shabbos. But one should know that if one doesn't need to do it on Shabbos, the Ramah comes along and is machme, takes on the stringent. But the Eved, if one needs to, one's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Mem Dalet. B'mokom sheyesh b'dava tzorech ha-Shabbos. When there is a need for on Shabbos, muta lohitzi mehakpa'a, you're allowed to take out from the freezer, mitz, kofu, any sort of mitz, which is a drink, which is kofu, it's frozen, or liftan kofu, or some sort of a compote, which is frozen. Uchadayma, anything compared to that. Ulanicham bavir achedan, to leave them in the room temperature. Ad sheyafshiru, till they go and melt, v'hafchu lenozel, and they will come into liquids. Now, so we said, that is only b'mokom sheyesh tzorech. L'chatchila, if a person's got another way of doing it, he shouldn't do that on Shabbos. L'chatchila, we want to take on, that one shouldn't do it on Shabbos. But b'mokom hatzoyach, when one needs to, one is allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ve'em hu tzorech le'mashka ha'mufsha b'torech zman katzah. If he needs the frozen thing to melt and to have the drink, within a short time. Mutter lezarez es hafshara. You're allowed to go and make quicker the melting. Alidei sheyaniach es hamashke hakofu samach leish. By putting this drink, which is frozen, next to the fire, like we learned before. That you're allowed to put it when one needs, next to the fire, even if you're going to go and make it quicker to melt. In a place where you're not going to be able to this liquid to come to the heat from Yad Seledes, there shouldn't be a problem from Bishul. Or another way of getting out from the problem from Bishul is Beterech Keli Sheni, in a Keli Sheni, not the Keli Rishon which comes from the gas itself, or from the boiler itself, but it's a keli sheni, the next kli, where there's no problem from bishul in such a way. Brackets ubilvad sheyakpid shamayim lo yichasu legamrei et hakli sheboy hamashka. He says now in the brackets there's a different problem. There's a problem from hatmona. A person is not allowed to put into water some sort of food, if the water is going to cover the kli completely. Because the problem from Hatmona on Shabbos. So he says, if there's no problem from Bishul on Shabbos, that is not Yad Seledes, it won't come to Yad Seledes, or it's in Keli Sheni, and there's also not a problem from Hatmona from covering it, then you're allowed to go and take it out from the freezer and put it in to a place which will help it melt quicker, if it is a mokum hatzoyuch. Mem hey, hafshorat chalav kofu. If you've got milk which is frozen and you want to go and take it out in order that it should come liquidy, b'mokum sheyesh b'davat tzoyuch hashabbos. When the one needs to do it on Shabbos, one's allowed to take out a bag from chalav, milk, kofu, which is frozen, from the freezer. To put it inside the room temperature. in order that it should melt, should come liquid. If he needs this milk to melt, to come into liquid, in a short time, you're allowed to go and quicken up the melting, to go and heat up the bag. In the same way we learned before. That means, he says, this halacha is the same halacha as we learned before. There's no difference if it is milk, no difference if it is any sort of drink. In the footnote, he does say that maybe milk is a bit easier because of Shlomo Zalman wants to say, because milk maybe is considered more a liquid than a solid. So maybe a bit easier even milk. But the same halacha is that when one can do, it's better not to take it out from the freezer and to go and make it defrosted. But if one needs to on Shabbos, one's allowed to do that. Seif mem vov, rotav dag, fish sauce, shenifsha, which is melted, defrosted. Im hoitzi mamakare, if he took out from the frigider. Rotav dogim, kolosh, juice from fish sauce, which is kolosh. It is a gosh. It is solid still. Venifsha me'elav, and it goes and comes melted from itself. It can not defrosted because it's not frozen, but it was a solid and it comes liquidy from itself. Mutah la'ochlo. You're allowed to eat this sauce from fish. That means taking it out from the fridge and making it into a liquid, because it was some sort of a solid, and make it into a liquid. If you've done it, you're allowed to go and eat it. Yeah, like we said before, then there is a reason to go and take on the stringent that if one doesn't need to do it, one should not do it, but if he did it, or it was a need that he needed to do it, he said he allowed to do it. Oh. When one needs, one can go and warm up the fish with the sauce. Then you're also not only allowed to take it out from the fridge, you're allowed to even put it next to the plate which is hot, like we learned before, putting it next to the fire in a place where it won't come to Yad Tzeder, it won't be a problem from Bishul. You're also allowed to do that when one needs to do that on Shabbos. So the same halachas we learned before, by something which is frozen, taking out from the freezer, we're saying the same thing by if you've got fish which is in the fridge, and because it was in the fridge it comes a solid, the sauce, then you're allowed to take it out if one needs, and you're allowed to eat it, and you can even put it next to the fire if one's got no problems from Bishul and one needs to do it on Shabbos.